Okay, this is Parak Vav and Hilchos Mikama Mishkov and Moshav. Continuing halachas. Now we're going into the specifics of how the mechanism of transmitting tuma works to the items that the person who is tameh sits on or rests on. Halachalach. Rabbi Yonash is Zav v'Chaverav, Mikama Mishkov and Moshav Merkav. So we already explained that the Zav and the other categories in this special section of tuma imparts tuma whether they're sitting or lying or riding on things. That Mishkov and Moshav Echad. So it doesn't matter if they're lying or sitting on the object, it's one and the same. Lama nemar b'Torah mishkav v'moshav, but then why does the Torah separate them out? She mishkav roi l'shtiba, v'moshav roi l'yeshiva. Because it could be something that is lying, that he's lying on that really normally, that which is lying on is roi, is appropriate for lying on normally, and that which is sat on is normally that sat on. However, uvein she yashav ala mishkav v'shachav ala moshav, but the key thing is it doesn't matter if you lie down on something that, let's say you lie down on something that normally you sit on, or vice versa, it's still tummy, tamo. That's why the Rambam just uses the term mishkav. But when he says mishkav, it means moshav as well. Now, what does it mean to ride on something? Something that is normally rode on. Kigon, utfiton, hasus. So that would mean, for instance, the saddles that go both on donkeys and on horses. Okay, halacha beis. Hamishkav, the Amerikav kol echamen abos tumo shel Torah. All right. So as we know already, that which the item that the zav and the other ones sit or ride on are primary sources of tumah. Mitamen adam akilim and maga. Therefore, they impart tumah to both people and items like vessels touching. Mitamen is adam masa, and they make a person tameh through carrying. Mave mishkav the Amerikav. Now, what's the difference between lying on something, right, or writing? Shenogev and Mishkav. So if you touch something that you lie on, Imaya Adam, right? If it's a person, the Nagav of the Gadem Visharkilim, right? And then he touched, let's say, other clothing or other vessels, Ad Shalo Pirish Mitamav, until basically he hasn't left his state of being Tameh. Arez the Tamam. So he makes those other things Tameh, the Asan Risha Mutuma, and now it is a primary tuma, gonna give America if someone touches that which is wrote on, any matam agadim, below kelim. In that case, the clothing he wears and other vessels are not tamei. I feel b'shas magal even if touch them. Avaha no say as a mishkav, but someone who carries that which is light on, oh, as America, but that which is wrote. A raise matam agadim, b'shar kelim, b'shas asiyah. So that does produce tuma in clothing and other items in the time of it being carried. Ashlo pirish mitamav. Now, how do we know that when it comes to the tuma of what he called of writing, that they separate out carrying and touching from sitting on? Okay, meaning the halachas are different by writing versus sitting. Shari omer b'mishkav, because it says by the someone who lies on something, someone who touches that which is sat upon, he should wash his clothing. But when it comes to writing, anyone who's wrote on it, anyone who touches that which is underneath it is tamei until the evening. Again, the key thing by Merkav is it never says that you have to launder your clothes. Therefore, we learn out it does not produce tuma in clothing at the time of touching it. But it also says that he who carries it should launder his clothes. Echad anoses amerikav. So it doesn't matter if you're carrying that which is wrote on, or anose mishkav, or that which is sat on, metame megadim mishas yaso. It causes tuma to that, to clothing, or what it calls at the time of carrying. Nims is lamat. So what do we see from this? Shazav azav of niyabe ledes. All right. So when it comes to the forming categories of mishkav and moshav, mishkavan, that which they lie on, the rokon and their saliva, umeme raglan and the urine, the dam nida, the zava, the ledes. So to the blood of woman who's menstruating and the zava, which is also a menstruating case, the letter she gave birth, the zavo shel zav, as well as a discharge of a zav, kol echam ilo ab. All these are primary sources of tumah. The adam shenagam echam kol ilo. So if a person touches any of those, o nasan, or carries them, mitame megadim mishar kelim. So he produces tumah, he imparts tumah into the clothing or other items, b'shas negiyaso at the time of touching them, o b'shas nesiyaso, or at the time of carrying them. But he's not in part tuma, lo adam lo klicharis, to a person or to an earthenware container. Should call him matame adam, because anyone who's able to produce an impart tuma to a person, matame klicharis, is able to do so to an earthenware container. And if he doesn't impart tumah to a person, he will not impart tumah to an earthenware container. Should we see from this? Called tumah shenem arbo yichabes begadav. Anytime by tumah it says wash his clothes, harezim etam begadim, obviously means that the clothing has become impure. Sheyiga behem calls man shlo pirish mitamav. So it is considered to what it called. It is always imparting tumah as long as until he separates from that item. Goso son rishon tumah kamo, and therefore becomes a primary, a first level tumah for all things. Matamah shakim begadim, kibegadim. That's why kimatamah other items, except for a chutz b'chicheres, except for the earthenware container. Shin matamah lo adam lo chicheres, because that does not impart tumah to a person or to an other earthenware container. Afi shudain lo pirish, even though it is not separated yet from that which is imparting tumah to it. Anytime my tummy does not say to launder clothes, harehu, it means achilo pirish, until it's not separated from it. Ki'achar shapirish, she'enem atam agadim, right? That doesn't impart tumah to clothing, neshehu vlad, because in this case, but at this point, it's a derivative. Vein sarach lomar she'enem atam agadim. Of course, we don't have to say that it doesn't produce tumah in the person, locally chayres in an earthenware container. Therefore, lefigach, ha'nogei of America, so if you touch that which, what it called, something that which a zav, for instance, wrote on, so this is the key point. Does not impart tumah to clothing at the time of touching it. Then no says America, but one who carries that article that was wrote on, it does produce tumah begadim and clothing also when he's carrying it. Like the Rambam just explained. I'll give a kol kelim sheyinasu l'malam min hazav. Okay, so any kelim that are above the zav, hey mani grain madaf. We've seen this before. It's called madaf. V'heim kulam kelim shu nogei behem. These are all considered like vessels that he touched, shehem rishon mitama, that are primary for tumah. Ve'ena mitamen lo adam lokinam. However, it doesn't impart tumah to people or vessels. Aval mitamen oklin mashkin. However, it would produce tumah into foods and drinks, kishar v'lados of tumah, like other cases of tumah derivatives. The tumas madaf and divraim. And as we've seen, tumah of the madaf is the rabbana. Halacha da'al hazav ve'azav avanida ve'yoladet samitzara shemesu. Okay, so let's say of the four categories of Metame, Mishkav, and Moshav, plus the person that's Ras, let's say they die. Harei Metame, Mishkav, and Merkav. So they can make articles, they can still make articles that they sit or write on Tame, Achar Misasin, after they're dead, Kishe Hayu, Kishe Hein Chayin, Achi Mokabasar, just like they would when they're alive, until basically their flesh starts to decompose. Tumuzim Ibrahim, this is the Rabbanan. Gzeir Hashem, Yisalef Echam Elu, because maybe one of them will, let's say, pass out. The Yidmu Shemes, you'll think they're dead. Who are dying Lo Mace, but they're not dead yet. Nimskam Mishkavo Merkavo Shal Achar Misa Abta Moshe Devei Sorfim. Therefore, we see that the status of Tumah that's imparted into things that are sat or wrote on after the death of an individual is primary Tumah Midrabanam. Aval Nachu Shemes, but let's say a non-Jew dies, in Osa Mishkav is not considered that which is lied upon to be Tameh, Sherei Kishu Chai, like as if he's alive. In a Matan El Divrein, Moshe Rianu, because when he's alive, the imparting of Tumah would only be Dirabanam to begin with. So the Rabanam aren't going to be gozer on that Dirabanam. Halacha, hey. Kamakam shatah shemeh tumas mishkav merkav. Right? So anytime you hear the halacha that of tumah of sitting or riding on, eno sheyiga tameh mishkav merkav kishinase land, it doesn't mean that necessarily that the person's tumah touches the object, that it doesn't have to be the object itself that he's touching or riding on that becomes tumah. Ela afilu hayu avanim gedolos amalam inikli, also the mishkav merkav. So let's say there are large stones that are above the vessel that is made for that is made for lying or writing. The nisa hazav al habana milmala, and the zav whose tame rides on the rocks that are above that item, above the cleave. Nita mishkav amerkav. So now that which he sat or wrote on is tame. The nasa av tuma now becomes a primary source. Tuma few elef mishkav amerkav. So even if it's 1,000 items, one on top of the other, right? The evan al elyon is a stone on top. The yashav echa mitame mishkav moshe lemalamin evan. And the person who's Tameh from, like, let's say Nida sits on top of those pile of rocks, all of them, Nitzma Kol, all the things underneath it, from the top rock, all the way to the bottom item, become Tameh. Ve'echan Mishkav, Hanogei Ba'aretz, Mishkav Shamala, doesn't matter if the person lying down is on that which is touching the ground, or on top, or above it, Inogaba B'shash Kivaso, if he touches it at the time of lying down, Kol Echa Mehen, Avetimah, they're all primary Tameh. So too, v'chein imaya echam mitame mishkav moshav lamata. So too, if one of the items is below the person riding it, or lying on it, v'evan al-gabav, and there's a, what it called, and there's a stone on top of him. So now there's the item below and the item above. All right. So let's say there is, for instance, food or a kli on top of the rock, on top of the rock that's on top of him. And they're all tamei, rishon tama, and are first level tama. So to a kli or food or drinks or a person that touches a zav, or for instance, food or drink or person that are above the rock, all those are tuma derivatives. So they don't impart tuma to a person or vessels, except for a person that's on top of a zav, until he separates from touching him, he will continue to impart tuma to other vessels. Finally, right? So when it comes to foods, drinks, and vessels, let's say these things, for instance, food, a sandwich, is not made for being lied upon or sitting on or riding. That are below him, the Yoshav Azav, and the Zav sits in it, Yotzebo Aleim Lamala, Lonoga Behen, right? And let's say he doesn't touch any of them, Kulan Tarim, they're all Tarim. Adim Ayah Adon Lamata, let's say the person's below, Vazav Lamala, and the Zav's above him, Afishino Gebab, he's not touching him, or is it Tamim Shim Nose Zav? It's Tamim because he's carrying the Zav. Gehol Nose Dover Shimatav Masa, Shanose Rishon Tumma. Like any halacha, where you're carrying a person who is what they call it, that can impart Tumma. So you become a primary derivative, first level tama. Halamata, so we see that shakol yiel malam in azav tame. So we see from this anything that's above the zav is tame. Being adam ben kelim asun mishkan merkav l'moshal merkav. Doesn't matter if it's a person or vessels that are made for lying or sitting or riding. Being shakol kelim, whether other vessels being oklan and mashkin. It doesn't matter if it's food or drink. Kol rishon tama. These are all first level tama. Because yiel matam in azav lo yigav otar. Anything below the zav that's not touched is tar. Except for a chutzman adam or kli, except for a person or kli, also the mishkav and moshav of merkav that's made for the purpose of either lying, sitting, or riding on. Elash adam rishon vakilim, except for the fact that the person is a first level tuma vakilim asu the moshav merkav merkav, but the things that are made for sitting or lying or riding on av tuma, their primary tuma kamoshav yarn. That ends parak vav, and we'll continue with parak zayin tomorrow.